There's a song I sing, and it's my single on the radio right now, and it's featuring my father, Pastor John P. Key, and it's called One More Time. Can I sing a little bit of it? Let's do it.
Woo!
Get a little bit right here, please. Listen.
Lord, you hear me when I call your name. Nothing's too hard. You can do anything. I try so hard to put my trust in you, but my family's depending on me. Lord, I need you to
one more.
Hey.
Lord, I need you,
yeah.
To do it one more
time. Yeah, Lord,
Lord,
I really need you.
Lord,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
Do it
one more time. Oh, because Lord, I realize I know I can't make it without you. I can't do it. Do it on my own. I tried and I tried, but Lord, I know. I know I can't make it without you, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Turn the track up just a little bit more. Can I sing a second verse? Listen.
Ooh, that's one thing that I know is true. And that's when everything else fell, Lord. I can count on you with tears in my eyes, down on my knees.
To
do what you did before, Lord. I'm asking you, please. Oh, yes. Anybody need it this morning? Can you just wave your hand? One more time. You said trial come to make me strong. So Lord, I need you. I know you're able. Yeah. Come on, let's go to church. Yeah, Lord, I need you to do it. Please, Jesus. I know that you're able. So I'm calling on you. Everybody else, if they could do it for me, yes, yes. Listen, I know you, I know that you can, just like you did before. Lord, can you pull me through? He did it for me, so he'll do it for you. The doctor says no. Yeah, she will. He's always right on time. Just what I need. He's step right in. Ooh, yes. One more time.
Lord, I need you.
To do it one more time. Oh, Lordy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I need you.
Come on, if you need the Lord to do it, can you help me sing this? Say, listen.
Say, yes.
Ooh.
Say it again. Say, yes.
If you need the Lord to do it, say yeah.
Say yes.
Say yes, He will.
Yes, He will.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to An Evening with Jesus and the Word. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Glory to God. Today is June the 19th, 2012. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, tonight we're just doing a broadcast because we want to read the Word of God. There's so many people out here who don't know that they should be speaking the Word of God, or if they do know that they should be speaking the Word of God, they don't know what Word of God they should be speaking. And tonight we want to continue our theme of being free in the Spirit. We want to continue talking about being free in the Spirit. And tonight we want to talk about being free in the Spirit, but being born again. We want to talk about being born again. Are you born again? Is your family born again? Are your friends born again? Is the person you sit next to in church born again? If you said no to any of the above questions, then maybe we should consider why they aren't born again, why you aren't born again, why your family or your friends, your coworkers, or the person sitting next to you in church is not born again. I want to read scriptures tonight into your hearing, and I would like for you to write them down so that you can refer back to them for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your coworkers, for the person sitting in church next to you who is not born again. Maybe your neighbor is not born again, and you want to speak to them and give them some words, some scripture on salvation. But I want everybody to understand that Jesus Christ is real. He's so very, very real, and he's coming back again one day. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear, but we do know that he's coming back. When he comes back, he's coming back in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. So I would like for you to listen to this next song, and when we come back, we're going to get into the scriptures. We're going to get into the Word of God. Amen. Thank you.
I believe it. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. Help me, please. It's moving and it's breaking. Our praise is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving, it's breaking. This worship is shifting the
God, in the name of Jesus, we just lift this broadcast up to you, Father. First, we ask you to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings in the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift up to you every person, Lord God, who desires to be saved. I pray, Father God, that the eyes, Lord God, their eyes will be opened up, Lord God, that they will be able to hear, Lord God, your words in the name of Jesus. I ask you to take the spiritual blinders off their eyes, whom Satan has blinded, Lord God, whom the God of this world has blinded, that you will remove the blinders from their eyes. Lord, I pray for my siblings, Lord God, who are not born again. I pray for my children who are not born again. I pray for my grandchildren, Lord God, who are not born again. I pray, Lord God, for my in-laws, Lord God, cousins, friends, co-workers, Lord God, who are not born again. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the God of this world will loose his hold from them, that they might hear a word and be saved, Lord God, on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless every evangelist, that you will bless, Lord God, those who are going out doing street ministry, Lord God, those who are on Blog Talk TV and Blog Talk Radio and any other, Lord God, information highway or outlet, Lord God, who are ministering the word of God so that people might be saved. Father, I pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will gird them up. Gird us up, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And I just thank you and praise you for it right now. Father, I thank you because your word says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, I just thank you in advance for all those who will be saved, those who will be set free tonight from whatever they need to be set free from, Lord God. Maybe it's depression, maybe it's fear, maybe it's anger, Lord God. I don't know what it is, Lord God, but whatever they need to be, thank you and praise you that they are free tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I give you glory and praise and honor, Lord God, tonight. Right now, I give you glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know you don't get tired or sleepy until you get ready to get into the word, right? But the devil is a liar because we're going to get this word out and people are going to be saved tonight. I believe it. In the name of Jesus, and if not tonight when they listen to this broadcast, believe that in the name of Jesus. And now I would like to read to you. And first I would like to say that we need to really, really understand that Jesus is real, okay? He's not a fairy tale. He's not somebody who was made up and was just put into a book. He is real. He is real. He is real. Jesus is the Son of God. His mother named him Yahshua HaMashiach. But we know him as Jesus because that's the way it was transliterated, and that's what we know him as, Jesus the Christ. But his name is Yahshua. So if you want to call him Yahshua, call him Yahshua. But his name is Jesus too. At least that's the way we know him, Jesus. So what I would say to you is get to know this real person named Jesus. He was real. He came to earth as a human being. He came here. He hung. He bled. He died. He was bruised and wounded for us, for our iniquities and for our sins. This same Jesus that I'm talking about right now He ascended back into heaven after he rose from the grave, but he ascended. And when he ascended into heaven, he sent back his Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit could be with us and abide in us and help us and teach us and pray for us and be with us, because Jesus had to go back into the Father. So I'm talking about this Jesus on tonight. I'm talking about this same Jesus who is going to be coming back one day. He's coming back for those who have given their lives to him. He's coming back for the bride of Christ. He's coming back so that we can go back and reign with him forever in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to talk to you about this Jesus. And I know a lot of times people go to church and, you know, people call you up for the sinner's prayer. They call you up to the altar and say, you know, come on up so that you can be saved and repeat this after me. And after you say this, that you're saved. I understand that. I've done it. I've done it several times. I've gone up to the altar and said that, you know, whatever the preacher said, say. And then when I went back to my seat and even after I left the church, I was no more changed than my cat, okay? But today I can say that I truly believe that I am born again. I truly have spoken to Jesus Christ. I have spoken to God the Father. I have prayed the prayer of repentance and asked God to forgive me of my sins. And I have given my life over to Jesus Christ. Am I perfect? Nope, not perfect. Only one was perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. But I do say on this night, glory to God, hallelujah, that I am set free. I am set free from the sting of sin and death. I am set free from bondage of sin. I am no longer a master to sin. I am no longer sin's slave. And this is what Christ wants, the same thing for you. I'm not anybody special that he would just do this for me. But he wants this for everybody. Jesus said in his own words in the book of John, chapter 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." Whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I'm stressing the whosoever, because the whosoever could be you. The whosoever was me. The whosoever was my husband. The whosoever is whoever believes on Jesus Christ. Whoever believes that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. Now, God's saying that, Jesus was saying that whosoever believes in him should not perish. So apparently there are going to be some who perish. And the ones who perish are going to be the ones who do not believe on the Son of God. So I'm asking you tonight, if you would just listen, if you would get your Bible, if you would get a paper and pencil, and if you would just believe what I'm saying to you, and don't take my word for it, go to the Scripture, read the Scripture for yourself, observe the word for yourself, ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding of what is being said and what you are reading with your own two eyes. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand what is being said. Hallelujah. Because without understanding, what's the point? What's the point if there's no understanding? So we want you to get an understanding of what the Word of God says. And we want you to believe the Word of God. And we want you to put aside everything that you've thought about the Word of God up until now. Everything that you presupposed about the Word of God. Everything that you heard about the Word of God that wasn't true, just put that to the side and listen. Ask God to give you spiritual ears that you might hear. Because to the unsaved and to the world, whatever we preach about the Word of God is foolishness. And I don't want the Word of God to be foolishness unto you tonight. I want the Word of God to be life to you. I want the Word of God to come forth and set you free on tonight. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. See, I have nothing that I can do to make you free. I have nothing to offer you to make you free. What makes us free is faith in Jesus Christ and his redemptive works. That's what makes us free. Faith in what he did for us on the cross at Calvary. Faith that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, as it is stated in Isaiah chapter 53. That's what causes us to be saved. We can do nothing. There is nothing that you or I can do outside of believing in the Son of God. There is nothing that we can do outside of believing in him that will cause us to be saved. There's nothing that we can do outside of believing in God that's going to help us to be saved. We got to believe in the Son of God. We got to believe in the Son of God. We got to believe in Yeshua HaMashiach. He is real. He might not be walking on this earth today, but his Holy Spirit is here, and he is real, and he has mouthpieces. He has pastors and elders and evangelists, and he has apostles and bishops, and he has these people set in place so that we can give you the word of God so that you can be free. Two of the most famous scriptures that I like to ask people to read when they become born again or when they're thinking about being born again is Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 8. And I'd like to read those scriptures in your hearing on tonight. And, you know, if you don't have anything to do, that's good, because we want to hear the word of God. We want to read the word of God, because it's nothing that Teresa, I have nothing to offer you but the word of God. I have nothing to offer you but the word of God, because guess what? This same word of God had to set me free. The same word of God had to set me free. The same word of God had to set me free. I'm telling you, if you would just listen, if you would just listen to the word of God and give your life to Jesus Christ, you can be saved, and then you can begin to reap the benefits of salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And one of the reasons why I decided to do this broadcast on tonight is because the church that I attend is going out on street ministry, and I cannot go out with them. So I decided to do evangelism anyway and do it on the radio. And I thank God for that, because we can evangelize on the radio. We can evangelize, you know, sitting right outside our building, talking to the neighbors. We can evangelize, and God will be pleased with that. See, we need to water, some plant, some water. But it's God that's going to give the increase. God knows everybody. He knows which person is going to be saved, and he knows which person is not going to be saved. But we want to be open to him. We want to be open to the prodding of the Holy Spirit. We want to be open to that knock. It says, Jesus, when he knocks on the door, if any man hears me, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart. If you hear somebody talking about Jesus, don't harden your heart. Listen and see what the word of God says about you being saved. Hallelujah. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I stand at the door and knock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me and my husband were doing the same thing, air knocking. But Jesus stands at the door, and he knocks at the door of your heart. And when you hear him knocking at the door, don't say, go away, Jesus. Don't say, I don't have time for you, Jesus. You know why? Because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. The next few minutes are not promised to any of us. You know what? The next minute is not promised to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we know that the word of God is true. And the word of God is true. Every word, every bit of this word of God is true. And the scripture says that Jesus is coming back. Oh, he's coming back. You can believe it. We don't know the day nor the hour when he's coming back. And a lot of people like to say that. And a lot of people say it as a cliche, but I need to tell you that the word of God is true. The word of God, if it says that Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back. Okay? Jesus is coming back. Believe it or don't believe it, but Jesus is coming back. Mark chapter 13, verses 35 to 37 say, therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch, watch, watch. Watch. But see, we got to be set free. If we don't know who Jesus is and we're not set free and we're still walking around in bondage, we're not going to be watching for the Son of Man to come. We don't really care if the Son of Man comes or not, if we're not free. If we're not free. If we're still bound in sin and we're still blinded by the God of this world, we wouldn't care if Jesus came back in the next minute or the next 1,000 years. And the sad part is that people, because Jesus has delayed his coming, people think that he's not coming. But see, Jesus has delayed his coming so that you can get saved, so that your family can get saved, so that the person sitting next to you in church can get saved. Glory to God. He has delayed his coming so that you can be set free. He has delayed his coming so that you can come out of bondage. He has delayed his coming so that you can come out of darkness and walk into his marvelous light. Glory to God. He has delayed his coming so that you will not be lost in eternal damnation. He has delayed his coming so that you will not be found in the lake of fire. He has delayed his coming so that you can have time to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because if your name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. If our names are not found in the Book of Life, I don't care if your mama went to church, if your daddy went to church, if they put alms up before you, if they did the rosary 900 times, it doesn't matter. If you don't know the Son of God for yourself, if you have not been set free from the yoke of bondage, if you have not been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus Christ, then your name will not be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can wish it all you want to wish it, but if you don't do anything to make that relationship right with God the Father again through his Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, through his Son, Jesus the Christ, there is no salvation. There is no other way that man can be saved other than the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. There is no other name other than the name of Yahshua Jesus. There is no other name. You can't get saved by Gerald's name. You can't get saved by Teresa's name. You can't get saved by a title. There's only one name whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of Yahshua Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so many people, look at Rodney King. He just lost his life. He just died in the swimming pool. He didn't know he was going to be dead at the end of the day. He didn't know, but he wasn't free. He was still bound up by the alcohol demon. He was still bound up by the drug-addicted spirit. He was still bound up. He wasn't free. He wasn't set free yet. He was still bound. And yet he lost his life. Still bound. See, God, he knocks at the heart of our, he knocks at the door of our heart, but we ignore him. He knocks at the door of our heart, and we say, not today. I love that song, Tomorrow. Because that's how we act. Oh, yeah, tomorrow, Lord. Oh, yeah, tomorrow, Lord. I'll give my life tomorrow, Lord. And tomorrow's not promised. We don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know the day or the hour when he's coming back. Matthew 24:36-39, it says, but no one knows that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. This is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. He's going to come quickly. He's going to come quickly. But see, we know God has given us the word. He's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us warning that he's coming back. It's up to us to heed those warnings. Let's read Romans chapter 6. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into his death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. He that is dead is freed from sin. In verse 7 of Romans chapter 6. Verse 8 says, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death have no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise also reckon ye yourselves to be dead
indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when we were yet the servants of sin, we were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things wherefore you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can be made free tonight. You can be made free tonight through the word of God and faith in Jesus Christ. If you would just pick up your Bible and read it. If you would just pick up your Bible and confess the word of God. If you would just pick up your Bible and begin to seek God. If you would just begin to pray. If you would just begin to pray, if you would just begin to pray and ask God, look, Lord, I want to be set free. 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 He will begin to set you free. He will begin to free you from the things of your former thinking. He will begin to free you from the carnal thinking, because the Bible says that if we are in our flesh, we're enemies of God. We don't want to continue to be God's enemy. We don't want to continue to live in the flesh, therefore not pleasing God. We don't want to continue to live in the flesh and give glory to the devil. We don't want to continue to live in our flesh and make what Jesus did on the cross of none effect. And I'm especially talking to those who have already said that they are born again but are still living like the devil. See, if you want to be free, God will set you free. But you got to be true in yourself and say, look, Lord, I want to be free. I want to be free. And whom the Son sets free is going to be made free. God's not going to lie. You stand and confess the word of God. If you have to confess that word of God and put that word of God all through your house, if you have to put it everywhere your eyes are going to see, put it there. John 8:36 says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. It's you will be free. There's no you might be free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That means they're free. There's no doubt about it. You're free. There's no other explanation. You're free. Nothing else can say that you're not free. You are free. But you got to know what the word of God says. You have to know what the word of God, and you have to confess the word of God. Even when we become born again, Satan still comes and tempts us with things. So we're tempted by the lust of our eyes, the lust of our flesh, and the pride of life. We're tempted by things in this world, things that we see on an everyday basis, things that we see on television, things that we hear on the radio, things that we see in print. We're tempted by these things. We're tempted each and every day to lust. We're tempted each and every day to curse. We're tempted each and every day to drink and to smoke. But don't you know the Bible just said in John 8:36, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But you got to confess that with your mouth. You got to believe that in your heart. You got to say, I am free. I am free from fornication. I am free from adultery. I am free from homosexuality. I am free from bisexuality. I am free from lying. I am free from drunkenness. I am free from drug addiction. I am free from lying. I am free from everything that's from the devil. Everything, I am free. I am free. I am free from my own stinking thinking. I am free. But you have to say that with your mouth. You have to say it out loud, and you got to say it until you believe it. You got to say it until you believe it. You got to say it until you believe it. I am free, no longer bound. The song used to be, I am free, I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound. No more chains holding me. And I used to love that song, and I still do. I like the song by Vicky Winans that says, shake yourself loose. Shake yourself loose. Come on now. Be like Lazarus when he was in the grave and Jesus said, come forth. Lazarus got up out that grave and he came forth because he heard Jesus call him. And even though he was bound up with bandages and all that stuff that they wrapped him up with in the grave, he got up out that grave. He heard the voice of the Savior calling him and he got up out of that grave. Just like Jesus arose from the grave, up from the grave he arose. See, we want to see these scripts, sing these songs around Easter time, but we need to be reminded of these songs all throughout the year because up from the grave he arose. Because he arose from the grave, we can arise. Because he arose from the dead, we can arise from dead works. We can arise from darkness. We can come out of darkness and into his marvelous light because Jesus arose from the dead. He arose and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now making intercession for the saints. And the Holy Spirit has come to help us while we're still on this earth. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. So when the temptations come, he's right there saying, no, 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 don't give in to that. He's right there quickening your spirit. He's right there to help you mortify the deeds of your flesh. We cannot do this of our own selves. We cannot do it just because we wish it to be so. The Holy Spirit is here to help us to mortify the deeds of our flesh. And we ought to mortify the deeds of our flesh, but we cannot do it by ourselves. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 5. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. We only have a few more minutes left. But Colossians 3, verse 5, the King James Version says, mortify, therefore, kill, do away with. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He says, get away from this. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and that is what some of you were. You were in sin, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, none of them will inherit the kingdom of God. And people say it don't take all that. Yes, it does. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God. He was begging you. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, or holy and pleasing to God. But this is your reasonable service. He says, do not be conformed to this world any longer. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You can be free tonight. You can be free from whatever bondage that's holding you. You can be free from anything that is holding you. You can be free from sin. You can be free from sin on tonight. You can give your life to Yahshua. You can give your life to Jesus. You can give your life to him on tonight. You can do it in your room. You can do it in your home. You can do it in your dorm room. You can do it standing in the store. You can do it in your car while you're driving. You can do it in the bathroom. You can do it while you're washing dishes. You can do it while you're on a bus, on a train. You can do it anywhere. Just say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender. I give myself to you. I have lived for myself all these years, and now I want to give my life to you. I want to give my life to you because I heard that woman say that nothing unrighteous is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I heard her say that if my name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I'm not going to even make it into the kingdom of heaven. I heard her say that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I heard her say that. And I believe tonight that God loved the world so much that he gave his son, Yahshua, a.k.a. Jesus, that he gave his son, that whosoever believes on him, and I'm whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe in Jesus tonight. Open up your mouth and say that. Open up your mouth and say you believe on the Son of God. Open up your mouth tonight and say, I believe that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Open up your mouth tonight and say that. You got to do something. You have to do something. Participate in your salvation. Participate in your freedom. Participate in your redemption. Participate. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12 says, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Say, God, I want eternal life. I want that life that's in your Son, Yahshua. Because he that has the Son, Yahshua, has life. I want life tonight. I want life through your Son, Yahshua. And if you said that, you're free. You're free. You're free. Tune in again tomorrow. We're going to continue this conversation. June 20th, 2012, if the Lord said so, we'll continue this conversation. For whom the Son sets free, read John 8:36. Read John 8:36. Not just read it, but confess it. Say it out loud. Say it as long as it takes for you to believe it, you say it. God bless you. God bless you. And remember, your tomorrow could be today. God bless you.